Sign up!
This is the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Healthcare coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans is like an extra set of pads when you need them the most. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. From Tampa, Florida, with Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. First day of joint practices between the Titans and the Buccaneers in the books. Amy Wells, first note of the day, hot.
It was so hot. And I actually felt like we were kind of fortunate because Nashville has had a pretty hot summer anyway. So we were kind of used to being hot and muggy and sticky. Florida takes it to a whole new level, though. This was, I mean, something special. Didn't you say it was a record-setting heat today?
Well, the practice was this morning. As we record this in the afternoon, the temperature is a record high for this date at 96 degrees, breaking a 105-year-old record. But 96 degrees is one thing. The feels like is 109. This morning as we approach noon, the temperature was close to 90 and the feels like was 102. But I didn't think either team showed many ill effects from the heat. One wonders if there will be carryover into tomorrow because of that, however.
Right, and I think that that's where the summer that Nashville has had really kind of helped the Titans, because I know that the Bucs have typically been holding their practices around 8 or 8:30, pushed it back an hour for these two joint practices. Not really sure why, but there were some rumblings that maybe the weather will be an impact. But because the Titans have been in a hot summer anyway, this team was pretty used to the weather. It didn't seem like a factor.
Well, and let's face it too, September 12 against Arizona and September 26 against Indianapolis, it's going to be hot in Nashville.
Yeah, we do hot things. Like, it gets hot in Nashville, Tennessee. People don't think about that, but it gets toasty, and we've played some hot games. So, good experience for the team. Good for them to be able to get this work in these conditions, but it didn't seem to be stopping them. It was still a solid practice.
All right, no Julio Jones or A.J. Brown at wide receiver. Kicker Tucker McCann is out. Safety Matthias Farley. Safety Dane Cruikshank out. Darrington Evans out. Ben Jones out. Danico Autry and Jeff Swaim also out. So some of the names that you thought would not do much did not do much today. And still, a lot of good work. Impressive to see what the Titans were able to do against the Bucs, and the Bucs were impressive too. It looked like two really good teams squaring off, much like 2 years ago when the Patriots came in to practice against the Titans.
Absolutely, and we've talked about wanting to go against good competition in the preseason to really kind of get a benchmark of where you measure up to the reigning world champions. So you want to kind of see where that is. And the Titans 100% held their own. It looked like a very competitive, really high intensity camp practice. It was great. And the Tennessee Titans should feel good about the work that they did today.
Dane Cruikshank, of course, is one of the safeties that was out, and I mentioned Matthias Farley as well. So the Titans have brought in three new safeties. Clayton Gathers, who played for the Colts, you may remember him. He's a sixth-year man out of Central Florida. He opted out of 2020 after 5 years in Indianapolis. Bradley McDougal, who's a little bit older, he's almost 31, has spent a great deal of his time in the league in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken, if I have everything squared away, he is in. And then they also brought in Jamal Carter, a fourth-year man out of Miami of Florida. So getting some work, you know, with the second and third groups, as the Titans are not very deep at safety. But the secondary was a primary focus of what we watched today, Amy, because we wanted to see Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and the list goes on of the Buccaneers passing attack go at the Titans secondary. And I thought overall the secondary for the Titans had a pretty good day.
It is very apparent that the secondary was a point of emphasis in the offseason. They look so different than they did a year ago at this time. And the speed is what really sticks out. I mean, we watch Caleb Farley was able to just come out of nowhere sometimes. He is so fast. And there are a couple different players. Jackrabbit is another one who's just fast, and he always seems to be right where the ball is. So to see some of these new additions really kind of showing up as advertised and doing what the Titans really need them to do, which is be fast and be where the ball is, awesome.
Christian Fulton had plays today. Amani Hooker had another interception. He made a couple plays today, which is what he has continued to do. You mentioned Jackrabbit Jenkins had an interception that he returned for a touchdown on a tip ball. It was intended for Gronkowski. Let's go back to Caleb Farley for a second. Biggest work that he's had in training camp, great situation. He lost a couple. He lost one badly. But he won a couple, including one with Mike Evans. And if you'll remember, 2 years ago, game in Nashville, Mike Evans had 198 yards receiving against the Titans through the third quarter. Mike Evans, seven straight years to begin his career with over 1,000 yards receiving. He's big, he's fast, he's talented. And Farley stayed with him and beat him to knock a ball down. You see the potential of Farley. You see the confidence gaining in Farley all the time. And I think this has really come at the right time for him. This work, after coming off the back surgery, starting camp on NFI, I think we see what he's all about.
And this is what Mike Vrabel was alluding to a week ago when he said we're giving him more. We're giving him a little bit more every day. And this is kind of the next step, is him not just reading the playbook, understanding that, understanding some of the intricacies of the position that he hasn't played for that long. Now he's to the point where it's, all right, let's see what you can do when things are kind of rocking and rolling, you know, when you've got to make plays when your number is called. And I think that showing that he's able to do that, the guy's a rookie, and he's only been back for a little while. So, yeah, I mean, he still has a tremendous amount to learn, and he is by no means perfect and the savior of all things. But I think he's going to be a quality player once he gets himself up to speed, and we saw the next step today.
I think we did, too, and I think we saw the next step for Elijah Molden. He had an interception. He made several interesting plays in the slot. I think he's going to start to push now for what we thought when they got him in the third round, and what was surprising that he was there, is to get this defensive back who really fits an NFL nickel perfectly. We saw plays out of him today that make you say, I certainly get what he's all about. He grabbed a lot of attention.
Yeah, and he's been fun to watch through camp. It's been fun to watch him learn and continue to work on some of the more finite details of what he's being asked to do and really understand his position and how he can be successful. I feel like from day one of camp to now, he looks like he's made tremendous improvement. And I mean, I am not an evaluator of talent. I'm just a person who's been watching him, and I can even see some marked improvement.
Yeah, Elijah Molden did a good job today. Listen, the Buccaneers had some plays on offense. The Titans got beat deep a couple of times. You know, there would have been plays that Brady would have made at different points. Receivers made some good moves.
I mean, it's Tom Brady.
I know. I just think that and I say that to kind of put it in context, the Titans secondary had answers at different points. And unlike 2 years ago when Brady cut them up, in seven-on-sevens and one-on-ones when he was in with the Patriots, and he did not have as good a cast of characters around him as he did today. It was impressive to see them make as many plays as they did, in my opinion. And so I think there's a good feeling that you can have from that, and that was without a pass rush.
Right. So the thing to watch tomorrow is, can they continue it into the second day? That's going to be the telltale sign, because both of these teams have tape, and they are both going to be watching it, evaluating, correcting things, and then coming back together tomorrow to do it all over again. So that's going to be the real sign.
Linebacker Monty Rice suffered the only main injury we saw. It looked like it was a foot or an ankle that he twisted when backpedaling. Don't know much about that. The rookie linebacker has been doing a good job, and so hopefully that's not too serious. Good day for the secondary. Again, we watched a lot of defense. What I did see out of offense, though, I watched the wide receivers a good bit. Nick Westbrook-Akina really made some plays. Chester Rogers continues to make plays. This guy wants a job. And Marcus Johnson continues to be a steady guy. You know, Josh Reynolds did a few things, and it's good to see him continuing to work back into, you know, really all of the, you know, all of the rotations. Again, the top two guys out. So some of the guys down the line getting more chances, Westbrook, Akina, Rogers, and Johnson, the three that jumped out to me.
Right, and we kind of knew that this was a possibility, that they would be the guys that would be getting the lion's share of the work. And so, again, tomorrow's going to be the big day to see how the defense adjusts to some of the things they're able to do. And are these receivers able to take the notes and still be successful tomorrow? I think tomorrow I'm going to focus on offense, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing. I want to watch the receivers. I want to watch some of the offensive linemen, because some of the guys who will not be starting are going to be getting more chances in some of the one-on-one drills. I want to see offense. I'm going to turn a little bit more that way. Speaking of that, so after practice, I was standing around while you were doing actual work, and I was watching Tom Brady on his own practice, and Tom Brady was spending post-practice time in 90-degree heat working on rolling to his left against his throwing hand. He's a right-handed passer, and it's much easier to roll right, as you may have guessed, than it is to roll left when you're a right-handed quarterback. And yet he is still, at age 44, in the heat, standing out there after practice, working on rolling to his left and making sure he's getting his shoulders squared to make the right throw. Fundamental things, fundamental things, fundamental things. And the thought process, I mean, now that he's not in New England, I think I appreciate him more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had to play New England. We lost to them 59-0. He knocked us out of the playoffs one year. He was, you know, it was not much fun being against Tom Brady with the Patriots. But now that he's in the other conference and you see him a different way, it's almost like you have a chance to really appreciate the work that he puts in to be who he is. Because much like Peyton Manning, he is not the most natural-looking athlete.
Right.
Tom Brady was gangly when he came into the league, and he has certainly built himself into a different sort of athlete. And yet he doesn't look like a Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't look like a Ben Roethlisberger. He doesn't look like Josh Allen. And yet – he's the greatest quarterback of all time in terms of Super Bowl wins.
Absolutely. I think you're right that I have a newfound respect for him now that he is with a different team and is still performing at a high level and still able to do what he's able to do. I'm going to be honest. I kind of thought he was a fraud. And I mean, I knew the Super Bowls and all that stuff, but it was him and Belichick, and they had all these great teams, and it just felt like, oh, the Patriots can do everything. And he was just part of the bigger Patriots, whatever. And now we're able to see that he's the real deal. And you're right, being able to see the way that he works up close, you can't help but respect that.
But the thing is, too, 44 is old.
Yeah.
It's for an athlete, it's ancient. But when you get into your 40s, no matter whether you're an athlete or not, things start to break down.
Everything starts to creak and pop a little bit.
Well, there's no question. And for him to continue, like Peyton Manning didn't make it to 40.
In football, Peyton Manning is still alive.
Well, I know. But the point is, and Peyton would still be playing if he could. But for the majority of athletes, time catches you for something physical. You know, Peyton had the shoulder thing, and he just didn't have anything on the ball anymore when he threw it, and still won a Super Bowl, which was a great achievement for him. But to see Brady at this age still performing at this high level, and listen, he doesn't have the gun he had 7-8 years ago, which really makes what he's doing even more impressive. It's something else. I mean, you tip your cap to somebody who can do this in this way.
Yeah, and I've heard he's just a nice guy, which is also annoying.
Okay,
because I want him to not be a nice guy, but like genuine, I've heard that he is actually like a decent human.
Yeah, but that's the whole.
These are the things I care about, Mike Keith. I care about if you're kind and if you laugh at my jokes. That's really all I need.
Well, he was very kind to his son today as he was making him run.
Well, I mean,
there
kids,
you go.
Kids got to run a little bit. It's good for them.
Okay, so the thing we need to wrap up with here is something very important. So as of today, August 18, our friends at Dunkin' are selling the Tennessee Titans donut. Now through September 1st, Titans fans can fuel up with Dunkin's Titans donut, which features vanilla frosting, Titans iconic blue colored icing. I'm down with icing anytime.
I know you are.
And the donut is absolutely outstanding. Titans fans run on Dunkin', not available through mobile order or delivery. Dunkin' is a proud partner of the Tennessee Titans.
So
all right.
Get on your, like, get up out of your chair, get in your car, and go get a donut.
Well, let me explain what happened. So they said, will you promote this? And of course, if we're given food, yes.
We'll do anything for food.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
So they brought us yesterday a thing of Titans donuts. The Dunkin' people were kind enough to provide us with those a day early. And we had them on the team plane, and they were a massive hit.
Mike Keith, have you ever been on a team plane full of hungry humans holding a box of donuts?
There you go.
Because you're automatically the coolest person on the plane.
That's it.
It is a very nice feeling. I felt very important, but the donuts are absolutely delicious. Thank you to Dunkin' for sending them to us. Go get one.
Through September 1st.
Yeah,
so just a couple
of
weeks, get your Dunkin' Titans donut for the next 2 weeks.
I'm going to eat about 50.
America runs on Dunkin'. Yes. Don't do that.
I might.
You can plan on Farm Bureau health plans for better coverage, better rates, and better customer service. They've been providing Tennesseans with the home field advantage for almost 75 years. So as Amy mentioned, we're going to watch more offense tomorrow. Enjoy defense today. The Heat is expected to be back. Same practice time in that late morning window. But again, I think as long as guys are staying hydrated and healthy and not, you know, cramping or having to take a lot of extra fluids in different ways, I think it's good for the Titans to be out in this kind of heat preparing. The game time temperature on Saturday night, and again, it is a 6:30 Central Time kickoff, 5:30 airtime for Titans Countdown on Titans Radio. It's supposed to be around 90 at that point. The heat is not going to break down here for quite some time.
Oh, man. This heat, Mike. I went on a walk and about died. Just a walk. Casual stroll. Almost died.
No, you didn't.
I was pretty smoking hot. It
yeah.
was wild.
Mm-hmm.
So bring it on. Day two.
Day two. Day two coming up. And thank you for joining us for the OTP. We'll have another one tomorrow. And maybe some OTPQs.
Ooh, yeah. Send in your OTPQs. We'll get them answered tomorrow.
Yes, because Dave McGinnis, I think, is going to join us. Coach Mac.
Oh, Mac loves.
Us. So go to TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ and submit your question for Coach Mac. For Ashley Farrell and Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us from Tampa for the OTP.
Welcome to the big show where the legends go. Our house, fighting for Tennessee, making history, greatness is meant to be ours now. Hey, we got Titan blood running through our veins.